You're listening to SBS News.
When Australians think of the Anzacs in World War I in the Middle East, the reference point is normally the Light Horse Brigade and the Battle of Beersheba. But just 1 month after the war ended in 1918, a dark moment in Australia's military history played out in the region. On December the 10th, 1918, Australian and New Zealand forces massacred at least 40 people in what was then the Palestinian village of Surafund. The soldiers surrounded the town near the present-day area of Zifrin in Israel. The night before, a Palestinian man trying to rob a New Zealand soldier had shot and killed him. Australian National University historian John Bohr said soldiers of the Australian and New Zealand Mounted Unit wanted revenge.
Nobody knows exactly how many were involved. It's widely accepted that the main perpetrators were New Zealanders, but it's also accepted that there are a number of Australians involved and also some Scots who were in the artillery batteries that were part of the division.
The soldiers ordered the women and children out of the town and set upon the remaining men with sticks, bayonets and guns. Historical accounts vary, but most estimate between 40 and 100 men were killed and the village was torched. Dr. Bowe says Australians need to know such stories.
We need to be aware that our history has got things that we should be proud of and blemishes on it as well.
Palestinian-Australian Yusuf Al-Rimawi from RMIT University's Averroes Centre for Arab Culture says the Palestinians' history of that time has largely been ignored.
History is written by the victors. We were the ones who were defeated, and nobody cared to our narrative.
Mr. Al-Rimawi says acknowledgement is needed before healing can occur.
Acknowledgement of a sin or a past sin is the beginning of reconciliation, and it takes a lot of courage to admit that while we know the heroic actions and acts of Anzacs in Palestine and around the world, nevertheless that sometimes heroes do bad things.
Johnny Blackali, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.